and Vice Admiral retired Nancy Brown is joining us this morning. First off, it's good to see you again, Nancy. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's good to see you, too. I'm glad to be here.
You know, the Honor Flight program, which has really grown very quickly here in Southern Illinois, to be able to, when, last time you and I were in the studio together, about how quickly, really, the Southern Illinois chapter began
and
implemented and got it done pretty much in record time. It was like a military operation, wasn't it?
Well, I like to think so. I think that the military knows how to get things done, and I learned from the best. And so the team we have put together here is a good one. Everybody's very dedicated to the cause. And Southern Illinois is a wonderful area. They respect, they love their veterans, and they're ready to pitch in and do whatever it takes to honor them. Yep. And that's what we found.
You just made me proud. Right?
Which yes,
is, I think
is.
That's
it's
a,
true.
That's one of the components of this.
Yes.
This is not about money. It's not about being one over the other. It's not about winning. It's a lot of different things here. And I think when you come up when this weekend, I noticed this weekend, I'd seen a number of things on social media pointing out the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And I was hoping a few people kind of caught on. We were talking about among friends yesterday. They're going, "Happy Memorial Day." Can you say that? Just among friends. I'm going, no. You know, when you think about it in this context, that's maybe not. It's about, go have a great picnic. But when it comes to Memorial Day, it's about the loss.
Yes, and I think that's a great point, because most of us think about Memorial Day as a day off and a day to go have fun. And when you really start to consider what Memorial Day means, it's a very sacred day. And we're talking about honoring those people who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could go have fun. And we aren't suppressed. We're free, and we make our own decisions. And we need to celebrate what they sacrificed for us in order to make that happen.
One of our Secretary of States, George, had a tiger tattooed on his buttocks from his military unit. Now I can't remember his last name. It's been a long time back. And he's doing one of the presentations at the cemetery in Arlington. I'm listening to it on satellite feed. And he says, these men and women, we often say they gave their lives. No, they didn't. They were taken away. And you know, it's one of those things where you just get one of those little shifts in your mind. You go, you understand these men and women didn't want to die. Now, there are exceptions where people have literally thrown themselves on a grenade. You and I both know this, Medals of Honor. And I've always kind of thought about that a little bit, about what they could have been, what they wanted to be, and that sacrifice, as you termed before. And that's always struck me. Because you've got people who sacrificed physically, and you've got those that have sacrificed emotionally and are still maybe disabled as a result of their service. And this is really what Honor Flight is about. World War II and now Korea included in this, and making sure that men, women who served have the opportunity to see that they were thanked. You may not see it here, but there are tremendous monuments in D.C. to their sacrifice, and making sure they get to see these items that were built in their honor. And so as a result, as we mentioned before, physically disabled, this brings us to the point today. Wheelchairs are one of the more important and probably, from a outside looking in, overlooked component.
Well, even our mobile veterans are at the point in their lives where a strenuous day, like the day we plan for them on the honor flight, they need a chair at some point. So it's not just those that are in a chair every day, but anyone who needs any assistance walking during that day will need a chair. And so we need to make sure that we have enough for everyone that goes on the trip.
And so that's what the deal is right now, seeking chairs. And when I was speaking with Admiral Brown in preparation for this interview, I kept thinking, well, you know, we can get the battery, we'll get the good motorized. And he says, no, wait a second, there are restrictions here. And the minute you started talking about what you specifically needed, it all made perfect sense.
So what we really need are transportable chairs. They're lightweight. You can pick them up. You can put them in the belly of the aircraft. You can put a lot of them in the luggage compartments on buses. So we can take the number we need. They're easy for us to transport. They're easy for us to get the veterans in and out of.
These collapsible wheelchairs, how much does one of these cost that meet the standards that we need for this?
Well, if you see one in a store, it's usually $130, maybe $150.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this, starting here soon, you're going to be at Herrenfesta and saying, look, this is one of the items we need. And you're hoping people will come by the booth during Herrenfesta.
Well, we're going to be there Friday 5 to 7, Saturday 12 to 9, and Sunday 3 to 6.
Approximately where we're at when the lay of the land here?
We're going to be in a tent right in front of the Civic Center.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a very, very
easy
great,
to find.
Very great location. And one of the things that you can do is you can buy a banner that will go on one of our wheelchairs in honor or in memory of someone. And we'll print up the banner, we'll put it on the chair, and it'll be on our chair for a year, and then we will return the banner to you.
How many chairs do you need?
We need at least 55, 60 chairs.
Right.
Somewhere in that area, and we have 22 right now.
So you're halfway there?
Just about.
Right. All right, so somebody wants to help, but maybe they're saying, well, I'm not going to be able to make it to Herrenfesta. Or maybe a business would say, hey, here's $100, buy a wheelchair, put my friend's name on this, would you? How do they get a hold of you? How do they make sure this money goes to the item they want, the wheelchairs?
Well, you can always stop by the airport at the admin office on the second deck, and there's someone there every day that can give you the information. You can pick up a flyer at any People's National Bank. Tracy Glenn has been very gracious in volunteering to kind of head up this effort. And you can also go on our website and purchase a banner through our website.
Good.
At VeteransHonorFlight.org.
And it really, you know, a steady drip fills the bucket. You and I both know that. Whether it's a dollar or a dime, the money will come in, and we're halfway there already. And when is your next projected departure date? Because last time you and I spoke, you were still negotiating with airlines about getting a plane.
And I still am negotiating with the airlines about getting a plane. But we're really focused on October, November time frame. And I think that I should have something from the airlines this week.
Good. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it. Mm-hmm. And 55 veterans or thereabouts?
Well, it could be even a few more because
right.
We are going to try and get a little bit larger plane this time. So we'd hopefully be able to take about 60.
Is the plane already filled up right now? Do you have that many applicants in Southern Illinois say, we've already got 60 good to go, or are there open seats?
We have 90 applications online. Now, not all of those are Korean and World War II. There are a lot of Vietnam applications.
Which I guess is the next logical progression, isn't it?
It will be, yes. So we may take some Vietnam veterans this time. But we actually have 11 World War II and 15 Korean signed up right now.
Yeah.
And we're out beating the bushes trying to find the rest of the folks that are out there that qualify. I know that there are a lot of them around, and it's...
What is it about that reserved nature I so often find among soldiers when it comes to, it's not about me, it's about my friends?
Lot of people feel that they don't deserve it. But I don't care whether you were in Korea, Germany, or California. You went when your nation called you. You did everything they asked you to do honorably, and you served and you sacrificed. So you deserve a trip. And I hope that people can appreciate and understand that, because we want to take everyone who qualifies on one of these trips. And anyone who ever wore that uniform during those periods of time qualifies.
Vice Admiral Nancy Brown, retired. So good to see you again, Nancy.
Nice to see you.